Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned before the break, we're talking today with Christine Sheffield of the Parent Care Solution. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I'm so glad to have you here with us this morning. I have read your book, The Parent Care Conversation, but before we delve into that, tell me about the Parent Care Solution and how did it get started?
Our company, The Parent Care Solution, was started about 10 years ago. We had a bad experience with Dan, my husband's father, who developed Alzheimer's and very quickly degraded. And we had a lot of things that we had to handle very quickly.
That is a very overwhelming disease, yes.
It is, definitely. So we kind of reversed engineered our experience with him and created this process called the Parent Care Solution.
Okay, and that resulted in the book, The Parent Care Conversation, Six Strategies for Dealing with the Emotional and Financial Challenges of Aging Parents.
That's correct. That was written in 2004,
okay.
And a new version of the book which should be out in the next couple months.
Oh, great. Awesome. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I know you've been working hard on it. In the book, you start out with the chapter title, Excuses, Excuses. And I love the quote by Don Marquis. Procrastination is the art of keeping up with yesterday.
That's exactly right.
And I am very guilty of that. It seems like most of the time in my life, I stay busy, but there are things that if they're not pleasant, we just kind of put them aside and we procrastinate. So when it comes to having this conversation with those we love that are aging, what are some of the excuses for not having the care conversation and how do we get past them?
There are as many excuses as hairs on my head, I tell you, because no one wants to do this. But
mm-hmm.
the problem is you create a mess for the people you leave behind. The plans aren't for you. Partly they're for you, but mostly they're for your kids.
Right. And so we need to get the conversation started. How do we do that?
Well, it's best to make sure that there's plenty of time, and I wouldn't do it during Thanksgiving or Christmas because that's probably not the best situation, but make sure there's time and just sit down and ask them, you know, Mom and Dad, what do you think some of the challenges are going to be for you going forward?
And that is invoking what you call the CARE, acronym C-A-R-E, the CARE, here and now, listening system. Can you define what that means?
Yes, we use an acronym called CARE because when you have a difficult conversation, usually you need something to keep everyone focused on what needs to be talked about instead of getting off track. And we use CARE, challenges, alternatives, resources, and experience. And the here and now listening system teaches you how to actually listen. Interestingly enough, never have we gone to school to learn how to listen.
And that's so important. I've had some of those conversations with my parents, and after my first time, I realized that I jumped in, expressed my opinion before listening to them, and that was a huge mistake. And I wish I had read your book before I had that conversation, and I learned from it.
Yeah, and Rebecca, everyone does that because it's stressful and you want to help them so badly. You love them so much
mm-hmm.
that what you do is you shut them down because by you telling them what to do, typically that they lose control and that's what they really need is control.
And it's out of love that we have the conversation. And I agree with you that the parents, they're your parents. And now here we are at this phase of their lives and we're telling them what they should do. And it's a huge role reversal and it's not going to go over well.
It won't go well. And people wonder why their parents won't do what they want them to do.
Yes. Well, to help with that, the challenges, give me an example of, in your book, you talk about the big picture conversation. So if I'm using the CARE system and I'm talking about challenges, that's giving them examples of, okay, mom and dad, you don't need it right now, but at some point you might need long-term care, for example. What are some of the challenges that you envision with that? Correct? What concerns you about that? What are the obstacles? Is that a way to look at that for them to list concerns?
Right. What you do is you start out with what we call the big picture. And the reason why you use that is it's not intimidating. And you just say, mom, dad, when we look forward to the next 10, 15, 20 years, mm-hmm. you know, what do you see in a big picture way? What do you see as some of the challenges?
Where you'll be. Where will you be in 10, 15 years? Which, depending upon their age and their health, is going to be different for everyone, correct?
That's exactly right. And that can change quickly.
Okay. So they list some of those challenges or where they think they might be. And then A is alternatives, which really means options.
Right. Right. What you do is you look at all those challenges, and people get overwhelmed with challenges. But when they sit down and write them and list them and then look at all the alternatives that are out there, it gives them great confidence. And that is something that makes that's a great way for someone to go from feeling like their life is out of control into a place where their life is in control.
Throughout the book, you do a lot of list recommendations, which I like. I'm very visual, so it helps me to make lists and look at something in writing. And I also think because conversation is, we don't want it to be one-sided. We want to be sharing information, but having it in writing, I believe, also helps because everybody's looking at the same type of information. Is that why you do a lot of lists in the book?
We do a lot of lists because they help people. It jogs their memories.
Their memory,
and,
okay.
You know, that's difficult.
All right. So we've talked about two of the letters now. C, challenges. A, alternatives. So you're really starting the investigation process of options, but without necessarily putting out the money yet. Mm-hmm. And then R is resources. What are the resources?
The resources are all of the things that they have that are available to them to meet the challenges. You can come up with all the alternatives in the world, but if you don't have the resources in order to pay for them or to help you with them, then you can't possibly, that can't be a viable alternative.
So those resources can be the children themselves.
That's right.
They can be bankers.
Money, friends, church.
Okay. For someone like me, you've heard me complain about this. My parents don't live near me. So when I'm home, I may have to reach out to their church community, think about a local agency that I can call that helps the elderly. They do have one now in their community. So I'm going to have to be a little bit more resourceful, correct?
That, and you know, the great thing about having a parent care specialist help you with that is they can help you find those people. It's very difficult to find those people when you don't live in that area because you really don't know who you can trust.
That is a great idea. That's a really good idea. Honestly, I hadn't thought about it, and I should have, but I haven't. That's why you're on the show today. So the E part, which is experience, tell me about how we use that part of this formula, experience. Are we trying to think about what we want our experience to be in the big picture?
That's exactly right. That's where you really find out what your parents want in their future, because you want to help craft their future exactly the way they want it to be. And I think that's very important. You could come up with all kinds of alternatives, but you know, if they don't want to live with you and you want them to live with you well, or vice versa.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That don't want that experience, that's not a good viable option.
So we just need to table that but be proactive and talk about the other experiences that they want and we are trying to help them achieve. So that's really the first conversation, the big picture conversation. I like that. And then we get into the next conversation, which is a little bit more delicate, awkward. It's the money conversation.
Right. The reason why we start out with a big picture is because it's so hard to talk about the money. you don't want to start out talking about money right away, and a lot of people do that, or care. You know, those are two very, very emotional and difficult conversations. So once you have that big picture conversation, it kind of segues right into the money conversation.
And if you have parents that grew up in the Depression, they're going to be a little more quiet, closed mouth about their financial situation because you just did not talk about things in their time, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, the biggest the problem with that is if the kids don't know where you are financially, you could be in big trouble going down the road. They could be in big trouble going down the road.
So when we go back to the CARE, applying the CARE, can I call it a principle or?
We call it the acronym, the CARE acronym.
The CARE acronym. Mm-hmm. When we're applying that with the money conversation, CARE, a challenge, we need to talk about what do you perceive the financial challenges to be with the type of situation you want 10, 15 years down the road, correct?
That's exactly right. You say, mom and dad, when we look at your money situation or your financial situation, what are some of the challenges that you see going forward? And this gives them the opportunity to say, well, I don't really have a lot of money, or I've got all kinds of money, so you don't have to worry about it. But it's a great way to start out the conversation.
And then we go to the A part of the acronym, the alternatives, the options. And those are harder to discuss if they're in denial and they don't tell us anything.
Well, you're going to know pretty quickly whether or not they're in denial when you start out with the big picture conversation. Usually I don't really have problems going from the big picture to the money conversation.
Oh, okay.
Usually they're pretty open with talking at that point. Yeah, if they're not going to tell you what their money situation is, you actually are going to have a difficult time completing the rest of the conversations.
So if we can get through the big picture conversation, then we're more than halfway there.
Right. That's why we start out with that, because it makes it comfortable with it for everyone.
And with the money conversation, R for resources, we're going to look at financial strategies. You have a great financial fact-finding tool in the book. Well, tell me about that. What I think it's great, but tell our listeners how it's helpful.
The problem with a lot of tools with financial advisors is it's so complicated that you really can't figure them out. So we made them very simple, very, very simple to use, and very telling. I mean, they will explain to you exactly what your parents' money situation looks like.
And that's what I liked about it, is that it was in layman's terms. I understood every category, what you were asking me. I thought, well, I can fill this out.
Oh, good. I'm glad that.
So using that, it really helps with the E part, the experience, because now you're talking with your parents and you're having a conversation about their experience and what we think it's going to look like based now on some financial evidence, in a sense.
Exactly right. So if they want to go on world cruises and, you might have to have a little bit different conversation than if, you know, they're living within what is possible for them.
And some of those resources, those financial resources, we've heard a lot about homes, equity in the house, reverse mortgages come to mind. In the book, it talks about, am I correct on this, taking the equity and maybe putting it into an annuity?
Yes. There's a lot of strategies depending on your financial situation, but reverse mortgages have had a bad name out there, but they are so different now than they used to be.
Okay.
It's a great product.
So I suspect your book that's coming out is going to focus on those?
It will focus a little bit on reverse mortgages, yes.
Well, we could talk a lot longer about this particular section. We don't want to use up all of our time. Christine is coming back next week, listeners, to finish the conversation about the parent care conversation. And before we leave with the money conversation, I think what I've gathered from all of this is just have that honest conversation, look at the numbers, and then very quickly do mention about a parent care cost recovery. You want to...
The parent care cost recovery system, I lost my husband 5 years ago, and when I lost him, we had a lot of life insurance. And I got to tell you, that product saved my life. It truly did. A lot of people don't like life insurance, but I've got to say it is what saved me. And it can be a way for you to buy life insurance on your parents' life.
Okay.
And then when you have to pay anything to them, that you can get your money back untaxed and on time.
Okay. Well, something to think about. And Christine, thank you so much for being here today. Listeners, you can find Christine on her website, theparentcaresolution.com. And remember, she's going to be here again next week on Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.